Baker-Tilly Greenwoods is one of the oldest independent auditing, accounting and advisory firms in Cape Town, focused on navigating the complexities of transactions and the intricacies of compliance, risk management and financial reporting. In this series, we will guide you through the complexities of today's business landscape. You are listening to Advisory Explained, a trusted perspective. Welcome back to Advisory Explained, the podcast where we unpack complex financial topics in a way that's straightforward and easy to understand. I'm your host, Kwesi Kretzinger, and as always, I'm thrilled to have you join us as we navigate the world of business advisory. In today's fast-paced, globalized economy, foreign exchange risk is one of the most significant challenges businesses and individuals face, particularly those dealing with cross-border transactions. The volatility of the South African rand and other currencies can have a profound impact on a company's bottom line. But how do you protect yourself against these fluctuations and ensure that you are maximizing your value? That's where today's guests come in. We are speaking with Kuda FX, a leader in providing forex hedging solutions to clients in South Africa and beyond. Kuda FX specializes in managing offshore and onshore FX transfers, helping businesses and individuals navigate foreign exchange risks effectively. Today I want to introduce Pierre Nel from Kuda FX. In today's episode, we'll be diving deep into how Kuda FX adds value to its clients, the tools they use to mitigate the risks of currency fluctuations, and the forecasting methods they employ to stay ahead of the market. We'll also explore how Baker-Tilly Greenwood's clients can specifically benefit from partnering with Kuda FX for their forex needs. So whether you are a business owner dealing with international transactions or someone just interested in understanding more about forex, you'll want to stick around for today's conversation. Pierre, so the fact is we are all, as advisors in some shape or form, we are there to add value to our clients. So, how does the team at Kuda FX add value for its clients?
Thanks, Kwesi. Lovely being here. I think the biggest thing, like you said, is value is everywhere. It just needs to be unlocked. That's what Kuda FX is focusing on, okay? So what we do is we see what's your objectives. What do you need from this? Where's your problems? So that I can give you a solution and my team can provide you a solution. By doing that, you unlock the value of the fluctuations of the foreign currency. What I mean by that is, let's take it back one step. If I know that you, as an individual or company, has a need that needs to be resolved, I can help you. But if I don't know you have a problem, then I can't help you. So what we do is we firstly identify what's your needs, as I mentioned, and then we'll have a risk assessment on the client. Again, it can be on an individual basis or on a company basis. But if I know the need, as I said, then I know the solution. All right. And that's called active risk management. So there's a few ways to do it and we'll delve into that. But for us, the value is if you're open to having a variable and changing that into a fixed. That, in essence, gives you value. And obviously, having a team and real people, a lot like Baker-Tilly Greenwood's, working with people, not telephone lines.
You mentioned a few times a few words that stuck out to me. Two of these are risk and fluctuations. So if I understand correctly, Kuda FX helps clients to mitigate the risk of rand fluctuations. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for me, please?
So mitigating the risk is perhaps one of the best things you can do in not only South Africa, but in the world. As we know, we focus on exports and imports. That's people buying dollars or currency or selling dollars or currency. All right. So what that means is, due to the fact that we're sitting in South Africa, we sit with probably the most volatile currency because we are the number one leader in emerging markets. What that say to you today is the one day the rand can be 19, the other day the rand can be 12. How do you go about it? So you need tools to take out the fluctuations. And that is how we mitigate the risk of the currencies.
To a certain extent, it sounds like you guys are speaking about a crystal ball almost. So how do you predict the future exchange rates?
Yeah, Chrissy, the thing is, I have a crystal ball at Kuda, and then I'm joking. So what we do is if we implement the strategy, the policy, then we can not predict, but help you to understand where you're going. So how do we manage to do that? Is perhaps the easiest way to explain it is to see where the rand is going, and how we do that is obviously understanding the basis of it. No one has a crystal ball, like we said, but what you do have is the tools. We have the fundamental analysis, we have the technicals, we have five major banks that comes in and gives us all this information. We need to see what is specifically needed for each of our clients and what will help them by doing that.
You mentioned tools. Now, we specifically in restructuring and valuations and mergers and acquisitions, we have different types of tools for each of these specific service lines and how we then add value to our clients. Can you elaborate a little bit on the tools that you guys use specifically for risk mitigation and almost predicting rand fluctuations for the client's benefit?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. There's a lot of tools in the market, and I think the basis of Forex, everyone think it's like day trading. We're going to make a quick buck. That's literally the other side around, okay? Yeah. But due to that fluctuations, creates opportunity. And we spoke the last time a lot about opportunity, and it's found in the most unusual places. But the tools you use to mitigate this risk, we use probably the best one I can give an example is forward cover, of which you basically have a rate where you say you are happy with the rate. I think the problem is, and I'll go into the tools now, but the problem is for importers, people that buy dollars, they're always very scared of where the rand is heading, and they make not informed decisions. So the advice together with the tools can help you. On the export side, that is again the greediness that comes in. No, the rand is going to 40. We can't. We will wait. We'll do everything on spot. But if you have active risk management like you do if you're structuring, having a strategy, a policy, applying that in business, but saying, I am happy with a certain rate, that is where you can take out forward cover and mitigate that risk by taking out the volatility. Then we have swaps, spots, options. But for a start, just to give the listeners today a good example is you have the tool at CUDA to have forward cover in place. Minimum requirements regarding collateral, that type of thing. But you have the opportunity to take a rate and say, I am happy with this. Now, obviously, it's not just a forward cover. Forward cover is the tool, but the strategy, it's almost like if you take a pizza. The strategy is the layering method. You eat the pizza slice by slice. It's the same concept. You don't take out cover for all the for all your funds coming in once off. At certain levels, you climb in. You say you're happy with that based on the information. The information, I mean, is daily. CPI is coming out. This is coming out. What effect does this have on the rand? What effect does it on the dollar? And you hear I talk a lot about the dollar rand because 70% of the rand's value is dependent on the dollar. So that's all how the tools and everything makes the car go boom, boom, boom.
Although we have certain tools that we use or that we can use on multiple clients, every plan, and as you call it, every policy for every client is very specific to that client. It's not a generic, you're almost one of, you're only a number. You're not a client, you're a number exercise. So everything is more bespoke, if I understand you correct, and that's also where your personalized relationships with clients come in. You mentioned once to me that one of your biggest selling points is the fact that you guys are not a helpline, essentially, in terms of a call desk. That's the right word that I'm looking for. But you're actually speaking to human beings, and it's humans that's helping you out. Can you touch a little bit on just the difference on why you guys also do specialized plans and not generic same plan policy straight through the bank for everyone?
If we do just the generic, what's the difference between you and the other 8 intermediaries in the market? That's where we like to partner with companies like Baker Tilly Greenwood, because they have the same vision as us. Let's take example structuring, but the background, it's accounting, tax, advisory. At a certain point, you go and you say, this is where I'm good at and this is where they are good at. Let's partner. Okay?
Fantastic.
But you can only do that if you have the correct type of people. And I know out of experience that a lot of people, you can go to an intermediary and say, I want to book a spot today. That's fine if that's your strategy. But if you want to work with, like you said, real people, could I only employ good people? The point is, if it's 8 o'clock in the evening in South Africa, but it's 5 o'clock in Australia, someone's still going to be able to help you.
Yeah.
And that reflects back to the partnerships of Baker Tilly Greenwood and Kuda, is the benefit for Baker Tilly, for instance, and for us, is the reputational risk that's mitigated. And financially, obviously, it makes sense if you have a strategy in place. Remember, any bank will be happy when your clients actually have a mitigation strategy in place, because that shows them, of all the variables, you just fixed one of them. And if you know you can climb into good rates, why won't you do it? And if you get great service, an all-inclusive package, it looks good for BTG and it looks good for Kuda, and it gives them that all-inclusive, real people feel.
Awesome. I really like that, the real people feel, because at the end of the day, we're providing professional services, but we're individuals providing it to individuals. Although it's a corporate on the other side most of the time that we're doing business with and that we're helping, and it's almost aligning us into my next question that I want to ask you. But the fact is, it's still a person on the other side of the screen that you're working with in a corporate. And people want that specialized individual attention. Almost want to use the word attention. And that's where specific catered value comes through. And that's also how I understand and how a lot of our clients at Baker Tilly Greenwoods have experienced the benefit of working with an intermediary, as specifically Kuda FX. You've got two different type of clients, essentially. If I can put it into two different boxes, you've got corporate clients and you've got individual clients. So how would you go about in strategies, hedging strategies, for example, for these two different clients? So my guess is it won't be the same strategy for the two.
Now, Kwesi, let's take a practical example. Let's take it back 10 years, we were at university. And you see a girl you like and you want to take her on a date. And 2 months later, there's another girl you like, you want to take her on a date because the first one didn't work out. It's the same with strategies. For some people, due to their backgrounds or what they need out of a service, is not the same as for another person. Our job is to go and identify it. What is the strategy, both individually and obviously out of a corporate eye point. So you must just understand the fact that Kuda is a whole, and we'll go into the services later on. But the big thing is, you today, I know you're probably going to utilize your AIT, your SDA, and then you're done.
Quickly explain to the listeners what's the AIT and all of those jargon, if you want to call it, in the financial
and then I'll
forex
go,
world.
I'll go into the corporates now. But that's a very exciting thing. I think a lot of people don't understand that. But you, as a South African individual, can take out, without any application to SARS, can take out 1 million rand out of the country, of which afterwards you do an AIT of the value of up to 10 million rand.
So is that 10 million in total, or is that then 11 million?
So 1 million, no need for application. 10 million application through SARS, and then effectively you can take out 11 million rand out of South Africa. That can be to...
Annually. Okay.
It resets 1 January. If you are in a position Like we always say, the rich uncle, they, a lot of them like to take out more. Then you go to Saab for special clearance. This is also something Kuda helps with. Now, just that is a perfect example of an individual strategy. Because you will come to Kuda and say, okay, guys, I need to take out funds for my retirement annuity or my offshore structure as the individual. I want to send this over to arguably Malta or wherever. That strategy can be, okay, let's book. Or you have the opportunity to say, due to where the fluctuations of the rand, and as we see for the next 12 months, for instance, we're going to go into a strengthening period due to the interest rates, due to this and this and this. We reckon there's still time. You have a year. Let's build a strategy for you uniquely to take out your funds. Or do you know what? You just want to take it out. You don't worry about the fluctuations because you're going to layer it in an individual eye point. Yeah. Every year you're taking out 11. Unfortunately, I'm still not at that stage where I can do that every day. But the point is, I can help at least because I understand the product. I can help the people.
Awesome. Pierre, so we've discussed a little bit the individual side of strategies for individuals that want to take out their annual allowance, their 10 million plus their 1 million, and how to go about that and different strategies. But if we jump into the corporate side, what would be the difference for an individual strategy compared to a corporate strategy specifically?
Generically, a lot different, Kwesi. The reason I'm saying that is an individual strategy, like we mentioned earlier, I don't have to go back in that, but you can see that's quite short term almost, where a corporate strategy, due to the fact that there is always foreign currency coming in, there needs to be a much more active approach. I'm not saying there's not an active approach with the individuals, but they tend to be much more short term, where is
almost a lot more, there's a lot more quantity stuff coming in. There's a lot more happening, so you have to have your hand on it. With individuals, my understanding is I've got my 11 million, I can only take out 11 million.
The individual only goes back to himself and his brain and say, okay, I'm happy. The corporate has a FM, a FD, a board to go to.
Yeah.
That is exactly why we have the risk mitigation strategy in place. Because remember, if I'm a financial director of an FM or a company and I need to go pitch to my board why I need this, what do they currently do? They keep their phone as if they're playing Pokemons the whole day. They're watching the exchange rate.
You want to take that when to press play.
So your brain is completely flustered. Leave it to the experts. We've been doing it forever. So we're objective. If you're objective, you can give them the correct advice. And that is the strategy for corporates to go for 12 months. And you do a 12-month strategy, you can actually see it's never at the end that we just go on. It's a thing of 12 months and we can reevaluate. Yes, this worked great for us. Did you see you didn't take out that much cover because you were a bit scared? But if you stick to the policy we have in place, 20% when you're loading out, 50% where the funds comes into South Africa, and another 30%, for instance, on spot levels to utilize the downside and the upside risk, that's going to work. That's going to give you the competitive advantage.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Can you give me an example, a quantifiable example? Obviously, we can't share confidential information, but can you give us an example, rands and cents almost, of where you guys have implemented a strategy, touched maybe a little bit on the strategy that you guys implemented for a client and their savings or their gains that they actually made on the other side?
Yeah, no, I briefly mentioned the 30%, 20%, the 50%, that is a conservative approach almost. Quantifiable, I'll say the biggest thing is, remember I just spoke of the 12 months that you do the strategy. So obviously, one, again, we should stay objective. Two, we believe that we are not to be judged on at every day, okay, how much did that guy gain or lose? Because it's irrelevant. Because was he happy with the rate he got or wanted to achieve throughout the strategy? But how do we evaluate it and justify, for instance, fees and stuff like that? Is 100% a post evaluation of the performance for the year. That's quite a nice thing to do. I normally like to do that myself as well, because it just shows you that you can talk till you're blue.
Yeah.
But the facts and the figures, the money talks. And again, for you, you can say, oh, he made an extra X amount. That's not how we see it. Mm. We see percentages. So we tend to outperform the market by 4 to 6% on the export level, 3 to 5% on the import level. And again, if you think where we were trading at a year back or 6 months back, is above 19. And everyone was like, we're going to 22. Mm. And that didn't happen. And the type of clients we have, not only do we give them the all-inclusive package, we teach them to stay calm and composed. Yeah. And if you stay calm and composed, you do achieve your goals. Mm. And that's where we help.
I think that's a very good thing that you just mentioned, because I think for most people, when they think of Forex, it's this dark cloud. It's this thing that I don't understand it. It's something that I can't manage. It's so out of control. Most people, they start getting the word that I'm losing my English word, hartloppings. On when they start thinking about it. And I think that's so crucial, what you just said, is teaching your clients, guiding them on how to stay calm throughout the storm, how to stay calm when making decisions, and how to implement strategies effectively. Because we can, as a professional and in the advisory world, daily, I give advice to clients on, listen, this is, you need to go this route. This is all the risks. This is all the benefits. This is what you should do. And then they still don't listen. So at the end of the day, the client still needs to listen. But giving sound advice and walking hand by hand with your clients is absolutely, absolutely the foundation of being a trusted advisor.
Yes.
In terms of strategies, hedging strategies, obviously we spoke about individuals and we spoke about corporates. Most of the clients on these type of things will probably be corporates. So let's touch on that for a little bit more in terms of hedging strategies, but more in line with duration. Is a hedging strategy a two-week exercise? Is it a... What are we looking at? If I come to you and I say, listen, this is my business. This is what we do. I want a strategy. How long is a strategy and how do we approach it?
For our team, it's one of those things where, again, everyone's needs is different. And so everyone's strategy is different. But the duration all depends on the needs, what they want to achieve. If you know you're only doing an ad hoc transaction or few transactions in 6 months, you'll do a certain approach. For importers, for instance, because we were at such high levels, we were beautiful for our exporters, but our importers couldn't take out forward cover. Now, what we saw in the market was incredible and sometimes incredibly sad, because, again, an importer needs to make the payments and have advances and stuff like that. So they need to, for instance, invoicing strategies, they must take out for 6 months. Okay? But obviously, if the rate's 19 Rand against the dollar, you do not really want to take out any cover for import. For exporters, beautiful. For importers, no. So importers in that stage, to get back to the question, was more a spot strategy, short-term fluctuations, buying the dollar, sending over. No forward cover. I think the forward cover that was taken out the longest period was probably like 2 or 3 months. But we heard in the market that a lot of importers actually did cover above 19. And we will never advise on that, because, again, the Rand trades in cycles, right? The import cycle and the export cycle. Export cycle is a lot like Chesney and Colby. Quick off the bat, boom, and you go from a 16 to a 19. Import cycle is like Frans Malherbe. It's slow, but it's very effective, and it's been playing for years and years and years. And that's the import cycle, around about 2 years. So that's, if you take it back, the strategy is completely different for an importer as to an exporter, and they will normally do a 12 months, also dependent on the product. If you look at farmers, they have a citrus, they have grape season. That counterfeits each other in terms of the timing of it. But we try to not only look at the product, but we try to look it over time.
Yeah.
12-month period, because we can then effectively tell you, this is what you actually did better in a relative period. I can't tell you how good advice is on a 1 month period, because then I can just go to the casino and put it on green. Give me the time to help me help you.
I like the analogy, because I think a lot of people think hedging strategies is, it's a gamble. I'm putting it on green, 16 green, and that's what it's going to be. But taking into consideration and almost working on your expertise, your specialism that you guys have, and the knowledge that you guys have, Forex completely is taken out of a gambling exercise and it becomes a controllable exercise.
Yes.
What is the actual value then at the end of the day that this adds to the business? If I think out of an advisory side, an advisory perspective from Baker Tilly Greenwood, and we look at it at valuations, obviously, if I have lesser of a loss because I had an effective strategy, because sometimes you can't do anything about it and the rand plummets and it is what it is. But my losses could have been worse. So I've hedged against that with an effective strategy with CUDA. So I still have a loss. I wouldn't be able to get around it, but my losses are significantly less. That adds value to the business. Same on the gain side.
Yeah.
So from your perspective, what is the value that it adds to my business?
So we can go into the obviously financial value, because again, for you, a 1 rand deficit is massive, but for other person, a 1 rand deficit is not so much. It's more the surety of, oh, I can sleep safe at night. I can sleep sound. Hey? So, but if you know what the budgeting figure is, if you go any costing, you know about the costing side of things, then you can say, okay, I know when I'm making good money or when I'm at least paying the least amount that I need to be paying.
Absolutely.
So value is a term that needs to go delve deeper into it, but if you follow the strategy 9 out of 10 times, you are going to be happy with the results, because the results is not monetarily alone. It's based on the assurance that regardless of where we are trading at, and again, trading meaning where the rand is at that point, not trading like on a platform, regardless of where the rate is, you know you're fixed. You're done.
Yeah.
You took a variable and you changed it to a fixed. Any person will salute you for that.
Absolutely. Taking into consideration value. Value is, how I see it, value is not rands and cents. Value goes beyond the rand and the cent at the end of the day. And if we speak about value, we touched in the first question on the value that CUDA provides to their clients, but can we then say that CUDA provides a full service to their clients, that you've got all the products, it's like a one-stop shop in terms of Forex solutions to their clients?
That's exactly what I think, if I couldn't say that better, because well done for that one, because again, value is different for people, but I need to diversify myself and my company. That what are we doing different? Okay. First of all, for instance, you know, a flash disk. If you put in a flash disk, everyone's got talents in life. Everyone has that. Okay. If you can put up your hand and say, this is my shortcomings, or I don't really know about this, but I'm going to use specialized services for this, you already won.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden, remember, you need to evaluate your time in life.
Yeah.
For you to go delve into that would probably take you a year or three. Or you could use Baker Tilly Greenwood for structuring and CUDA for your Forex needs. Together, it's the ultimate power pack. So obviously, if we take a practical example, for me, if I think out of a financial director or financial manager or someone like that, that's probably one. The fact that you now don't have to worry about anything Forex related. The fact that you now get an automated treasury system that gives you your revals once a month, that gives you all the transactions that flows through to your accounting department, where you don't have to go sit on an Excel and you forgot to put in the what if formula. Everything's automated. That's what Kura gives out of an operational eye point. So you have time that just opened up. I don't want anyone to look at the screen and say the Rand is now trading. That's my job. Leave me at my job. But I can't tell you what to do. I can give you advice, but you need to pull the trigger.
Yes.
And that's the point of where the value actually, if you trust me and I trust you, we are going to be at a very, very good place. And that is one of the few areas still available for a lot of people. If I must tell you the amount of people that do not have, not people, but corporates as well, that do not have a policy in place for something that literally can drop 5% a day.
That's incredible.
You know what I mean? It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. The other day I had a conversation with an actuary, and although personally I believe I'm quite good at maths, but there's things that I can't calculate, and models that I simply don't understand. I understand what the model should do, but building that specific model to predict or to show specific outcomes, that's not my specialist.
Yes.
My area of speciality and professional world. However, a large portion of my world is to be able to sit with our clients and interpret and understand what that actuary actually provides us. But it's not my job to understand and to know if the actuary is doing his job. But it is my job to ensure that at the other side of the table, the actuary that we are working with is the right person with the right skills and the right tools to be able to provide us with the benefits that we need. So, Pierre, my last question for you is, what makes Kura special?
Excellent last question. Thank you for that. I think if we talk about, you said you're good with maths, right? One plus one usually is two, but Baker Tilly Greenwood together with Kura FX, 1 + 1 = 3.
Absolutely.
That is the value. That is the speciality. Trusting each other, that we know at the end, everyone can have a job. My job is not to have a salary and go back home. My job is to make a material difference in people's lives. So everyone obviously have to put food on the table. We know that. That is business. But if you do that and you have a superpower of actually helping them control costs, you are actually real heroes don't wear capes. So that's what we try and do is do something that you really love. We all come out of an accounting background. That's how everything started, but that's not necessarily where each of us is today. Some of us is in advisory in the restructuring area. Some of us is advisory in whatever area or the Forex. So the special factor is, again, the real people. Again, the connections, the partnerships.
Absolutely.
And the extra absolute crazy aspect to it all is the trust, because trust is earned, right? And that's what Kura try and establish, that you can't buy trust, but you need to give people chances. And that is exactly what I think BTG and Kura is trying to establish. The new generation that doesn't know anything about this aspect, it's not wrong. No one has to know everything, but there is people that can literally change your life financially and not financially. Yeah. And that type of concept is trust. It's based on trust. It must be trust, and you must employ real people to give you that, like I always say, the cell phone contract that is unlimited. If I don't know something, I 150% will know who to put you in contact with for something that's not offered.
I think that's a incredible point that you make, is knowing what you don't know and having the ability to say, listen, boys, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know who to speak to. I know who to speak to. I know who to contact. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Advisory Explained. We hope today's discussion with Kura FX gave you a valuable insight into how businesses can effectively manage foreign exchange risks and navigate the complexities of currency fluctuations. As always, the key takeaway is the importance of having trusted advisors who can guide you through these challenges with the right tools, strategies, and expertise. And with CUDA FX focus on personalized service and strategic financial solutions, they're certainly a partner worth considering. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes, where we'll continue to bring you practical insights on business advisory. Until next time, I'm Kwesi Kretzinger, and this has been Advisory Explained, your trusted perspective for navigating today's financial landscape. Thank you for listening to Advisory Explained, a trusted perspective, a podcast by Baker Tilly Greenwood. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and reach out to us via our website, bakertillygreenwoods.co.za.